was the night before Christmas at the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. A lot was stirring, a lot was occurring as you sit down and count out your favorite, best and worst rock and roll Christmas songs.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time.
Is that a good one? Hello, everybody. Welcome back. It is the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. You may go to our website, which is LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Tons of great podcasts there, all kind of cool happenings. So much awesome things are happening, and I don't want to take up too much time tonight, but we've got a relationship now with Jam Play. We've been working with Rock Rage Radio for a long time now. Those guys have really supported us all year. 2019 was an awesome year, right, Lily?
It was a great year.
Yeah, I mean, so many cool things happened. I went to Rockin' Pod. It was an amazing year. This is the last Ludini Rock and Roll Circus show until 2020, okay? We're taking the week of New Year's off and just to chill. It's somebody's birthday, I heard. So there's going to be a big party at Frankie I's here at a local place. If you are in the Canonsburg, Washington area, shoot me an email at lou@loulombardimusic.com, and I'll tell you all about Lily's big birthday blowout at Frankie I's, and you can we'll bring you in as a VIP. Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, guys, welcome back. Tonight, it is Christmas Eve 2019. I am so excited. We had an amazing year. I love all the people that I've worked with on this show. Lily V6, Keith the Hawk Hawkins, Chris at Rockin' Pod, David Hooper, my podcast mentor. So many great things happened this year. And I'm just feel very blessed. I got two friends upstairs who haven't seen each other in like 30 years. And it's just been a great night. A lot of reunions, a lot of fun stuff. We are getting into, what's the topic tonight, Lily V6?
The best and worst metal and rock Christmas songs.
Ever.
Ever.
And it's really interesting because I think people latch on to certain Christmas songs at times. And so some of the ones Lily had, we were looking at her list and I was like, oh, I forgot about that song, you know. So don't fault us if we forget about maybe some of the ones you really, really love. We will get to them. And you may chime in and let us know about that.
And we'll
read them out loud. We are here. If you are following along with us live, we are always live on Rock Rage Radio. .com. We go, they always have us on there. You can find us at facebook.com/Rock Rage Radio Live. So I'm gonna go ahead. Lily, what's going on with you? Would you do anything good this week?
I just shopped and wrapped gifts and was cranky, and that's basically what happened.
Shopped.
I take it back. Okay, so Saturday I bartended at the Subalpine, which is super fun. I forgot about that, sorry.
Shout Josh Montadoro, we love you.
Yeah, he's a great guy. They have great events there, and I did bartend for their last event, which was their Royal Krampus Fest, so I dressed as a Krampus with my horns. It was super cute. You missed it if you didn't go there. But it was a great show. They had like 7 bands, and Krampus was there, and it was a good time.
Well, we have some great bands for you tonight. We're going to open the show with Grand Royale. This is a rock band from Sweden. I wonder what they do in Sweden on Christmas. We don't know. But we have a special guest in the audience tonight who's going, when we come back from the song, he's going to tell us what they do in Sweden. So this is Grand Royale, Saved by Rock and Roll. I mean, Saved by Rock and Roll, Lily.
That ain't
a great name. Awesome. Yeah, I don't know what the song sounds like, but automatically it's a great song. Grand Royale. We're going to come right back on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
You put a smile on your face.
We were saved by rock and roll on Christmas 2019. I mean, that's the band called Grand Royale. Let me tell you guys where you can find out more about this band. I just discovered them. They have a Facebook page. You go to facebook.com/GRSweden. Sweden. So, yeah. Swedish rock and roll. Wonder what's they're happening in Sweden. Oh, maybe we can find out. We've got Sven. Yeah. I forgot. What was your last name again, Sven?
Hello, everybody. I'm Sven Andersen from Stockholm. How are you?
Yeah. We're just great, Sven.
Thank you so much for having me here today. You flew me all the way out from Sweden on this wonderful Christmas evening. It's very nice to be here. Oh, my God.
Do you know the Swedish chef?
Yes. He is my distant cousin.
Oh, nice.
Many times we get together and we would go, burk, 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 together.
Yes.
So wait a minute. This is a family show, Sven, so we can't talk about borking.
Oh, no borking. I see. Oh, you guys are so funny.
So, Sven, what is your favorite rock or metal Christmas song?
Funny you should ask. It would have to be Anything by ABBA.
Anything by ABBA. I don't know Anything by ABBA, but if you guys do, let me know about it. I will check it out. We are talking about the top... The best and worst Christmas rock and metal songs. Lily and I both put together lists, and we're going to have a little fun with this tonight. Please chime in and let us know. We are on all the places, on YouTube, Periscope, and Facebook. But if you want to interact with us, it's tough to watch all those feeds for us. So just go to facebook.com/rockrageradio live. And Lily is monitoring that, and we will get to your comments in a little while. So Lily, what do you got? Lily's got a kick-ass list here tonight. And what do you have, Lil, on your list that you would like to talk about first?
Are we doing best or worst?
We don't typically. Let's talk about best. No, okay. We want to do worst? Let's do worst. It's okay. More fun. So right. Let's talk about worst first. Worst is first.
The worst is first.
So we're going to, this is fun. And, you know, we don't do a lot of worst things. And I've suggested some that, like, both Lily and Keith have vetoed.
We poo-poo on that.
So just sit tight and enjoy the worst first. And don't try to take yourself too seriously.
Okay. Well, the worst on my list, my first one, is Steel Panther's Sexy Santa. From 2009.
Oh, that's the greatest song ever. What are you talking about?
It's not the greatest song ever. It's funny, and I laughed like the first three times I heard it, and then after that, it gets old real quick. So it's just, it's crass and funny, but at the same time, it's like we're done now.
It's like like a joke you heard one time.
Yeah, and like I'm done.
Once you got the punchline, yeah. You don't.
And I do love Steel Panther. They're one of my favorite bands ever, and their songs are all hilarious. It's all parodies, but this one just sucks.
Okay, here's one for my worst list. John Mellencamp's I Saw, and any version of I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. That song is, okay, wait a minute. Santa Claus, when I was a little kid, Santa Claus was a guy that came down and like...
I'll bet he did.
And he gave you your, like, presents. And now Santa Claus is some kind of pervert who's like
man.
Trying to get with my mom. He's like a homewrecker. What the F? No,
who
no.
Said?
That's just absolutely terrible, and it really traumatized. Seriously, I was a kid. I was going like,
Wait a minute.
You're talking about the same. Not the guy in the red suit who brings it. It's got to be something. No. It's Santa Claus, and that's just wrong. It's wrong, and I'm offended.
And
so
you're going to cry now.
This is from the rest of the show is going to be called the Snowflake Rock and Roll Circus. But no, seriously, I just think it's a terrible song. And
because it is,
you're going to notice that on my worst list, you're going to hear me talk about a lot of traditional Christmas songs done by rock artists. I think most of the time they don't do a very good job. Okay, so that's mine. What do you got?
My next one is actually "Little Saint Nick" by the Beach Boys. I just honestly I can't stand this song at all.
The Little Saint Nick, Little Saint Nick.
It's like shut the F up. I can't just stop. What I wrote here is I just can't explain how much I can't handle this song. That's all I wrote. So I don't know.
It's very the Beach Boys were amazing musicians, and
their harmonies are fantastic.
What Brian Wilson did with that band was out of sight, but that is an annoying. That's one of those songs. Yeah, like
it makes me.
You know, I ran a we ran a Facebook post a few months ago. What song makes you reach over to the radio and turn it off as fast as you can?
Is that one of them?
And that might be one of them for me. Yeah, absolutely. The next one that I have on my list is there's so many that I hate that I'm having a hard time.
Choosing one,
picking it up. But Blink 182 should never be singing. Let me pick a different one. Let me pick Winter Wonderland by the Eurythmics. It is so not a Winter Wonderland when they sing it. Come on, man. That should be done by like Andy Williams or Perry Como or Bing Crosby. Come on.
Or somebody who sounds
synthesizers.
Better.
No, come on. That's no Winter Wonderland. That's like a freaking dystopian future. So, like, what are you doing?
It's a neon wonderland.
It's wrong. It's just wrong. And I don't care if you like that song. You have problems.
You're wrong.
Yes. So
okay.
I, that's all I have to say about that.
The next one on my list, and usually this band is on my list of worst anything because, and I'm sorry for people who love this band, but Bon Jovi's Backdoor Santa. And I hear laughing back there.
We got somebody laughing at the back door.
It's a very watered down version of. Stop it! It's a very watered down version of the original. But they add synth again to this song, and it's just so cheesy. It's just a cheesy version of the original song.
Backdoor Santa.
Yeah, and the name alone. I mean, the name, it's actually originally done by Clarence Carter, which is a great song, but when they do it, it just sounds like, let's do some 80s hair flipping. There it is. Look, Jimmy was blocked, man. I had to come into that door. I'll bet. I'm just saying. Wow, the giggling tonight.
There's a lot of giggling here. some other people have done this, but this is one of those you ever heard. I think there's a science fiction or horror film called The Thing That Should Not Be, sure. And that is Bob Seger singing The Little Drummer Boy.
Ah, yes,
that's,
I know that song.
That's an abomination of Christmas. And just shouldn't be happening. There's very few traditional Christmas. We're going to get to some later. Some traditional Christmas songs that rock artists do that are good. There's a few. But a lot of them are just... They just need to stick to rock. They just
need to stick to what they know.
Just play rock. You know what I mean? And it will be fine. You don't need to be... Really, The Little Drummer Boy. There are some Christmas tracks that lend themselves to rock a little bit better. This is not one, even though it has drummer in it. Just stop. I'm sorry. I'm really like this.
He's
is
really,
I'm very passionate about this. But go ahead. What do you got next, Lil?
The next one I have is The Killers and from 2007. Don't Shoot Me, Santa. First of all, it's a psychotic song. It's about a boy who murders people. And now he doesn't want Santa Claus to shoot him when he comes down the chimney. So it's a little bit insane, and it's just a horrible song musically anyway. It just sounds like garbage. They just probably should have never done that. It came out in like 2007-ish. They probably should have rethought that Christmas thing. They should have just done Little Drummer Boy.
I have to chime in with another traditional Christmas song that a rock artist destroys, and that is, well, we're going to talk about Bob Dylan later.
Yes, that's the last.
Well, we're going to end with Bob Dylan, but this is like the female Bob Dylan.
I know you're
this
going.
Is Stevie Nicks' Silent Night. No,
just stop.
First of all, you're a witch, and you love Satan, so like,
why
which is
are
cool.
You doing Christmas songs?
It's fine. Like, no, to quote Jerry Seinfeld, not that there's anything wrong with that. But really, and you sound terrible. You just sound bad. Like, don't do that. Go back to sing. I'd be happy to hear Edge of 17 again.
Black Magic
or Stand
stuff.
Back or Stop Dragging, you know, My Heart Around or one of those things would be fine. Just stick to that.
Don't do Christmas songs.
Don't do Silent Night.
Also, Chris Thunderwolf Dotson is in the house with Raven. They say happy holidays.
Hey, we love you. We love you. And you know what? Hold on. We're gonna take a break here because, in my haste, I've admitted that it's been a couple Christmas parties already, and I'm having I've had a few libations, and I forgot about my awesome, my awesome friend Chris Thunderwolf Dodson. His company is Wolf's Customs. Go to wolfscustoms.online, and they do amazing custom guitar painting. You know, why would you get on stage and play Stevie Nicks' Silent Night? The only way you could get over it is to have a really a guitar with an awesome finish on it that would really like distract people from how terrible that song would be. In fact, that's what Stevie Nicks should do. She should hire Waddy Wachtel to play on that with one of these guitars that is refinished by Chris Thunderwolf Dodson at Wolf's Customs. And then maybe we might be able to stand it, because there'd be some great guitar playing with a cool guitar.
And then with a drink.
So why would you screw around with just a boring old guitar when you could get a custom guitar finish on your guitar? And Chris will do anything. He can. It doesn't have to look metal. It can look more psychedelic. He does vintage type stuff. He's very talented. Check it out. Go to wolfscustoms.online. So back to our regularly scheduled program already in progress. What do you got, Lily?
Next on my list, and I might get killed for this, but it's Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas Time. I am sorry. This thing is synthesized to death. It's played way too often during the holidays, and the lyrics are sickeningly repetitious. I want to like literally stab, be quiet back there. I literally want to stab myself in the ear with an X-Acto blade every time I hear this song come on. So I can't hear it anymore. So I can't hear it anymore because I just can't stand it. It just hurts my brain.
Look, in my defense, I was mostly stoned and I couldn't remember all the lyrics.
Wow.
Not Paul McCartney in the studio tonight. This is wasted Paul McCartney.
I don't care if he was a Beatle. Song's awful.
So I'm going to just run down a few here that are just horrible. Just should not happen. My Christmas List by Simple Plan. Oi to the World by No Doubt. Really?
Well, that needs to stop.
Anyway. Come on. That's just wrong.
Ha! Look. That's the one you wanted.
Yeah. Well, this isn't a worst list. This is just a list of all.
Worst.
No.
Damn it.
No.
I almost put number 68 on my list.
I actually like that.
I mean, is it on my best list?
I would just a couple others. Arcade Fire's cover of "Rocking Around the Christmas Tree."
I didn't like it.
Really? Just stop. The Cockatoo Twins doing "Frosty the Snowman."
First of all, why is that name a thing?
Okay, now here's a band that's like, there's another band that like, they're not witches, but they're complete atheists. They do the song about Dear God,
okay,
which is a, like the atheist theme song, like Richard Dawkins, that's like his theme song. Okay. And they do a Christmas song, Thanks for Christmas.
Oh, thanks.
Now, I don't know the song particularly, but it's just, already I hate it. Jimmy Eat World doing Last Christmas. Come on. Now, actually, I like Last Christmas. I love George Michael's
You
version.
Like the Wham version?
Yeah, that's very cool. It works. Jimmy Eat World, come on, just you're done.
I'm a closet Wham fan, so.
Wham fan.
I guess I'm not now.
There's a band named the Wham Fans.
The Wham Fans.
Anyways, guys, we're going to play another song. We're going to come back. This is a band that I picked for the show tonight. This isn't like the greatest music we played all year because we did play a new band, but this, I was thinking about some of the music we liked over the years, over this past year, and I played this a few weeks and Lily really dug it, so I thought I would throw it in again. This is Firewolf. We Rule the Night, guys. We're coming right back with the best and worst. Actually, I think we're going to go to best next. I'm going to get off the neg, but
it?
We will mention Robert Zimmerman a little bit later on.
Okay.
So We Rule the Night, Firewolf and the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. I absolutely love that band, and they assure me that they're working on a new record. And I would that would be the great one of the greatest Christmas presents I could receive is a new Firewolf record. I love that band. I'm really excited that they did what they did. You can go to fire. This again, Facebook thing, facebook.com/firewolfband. And it is one of these wolves with a little E. Like Wolfe. Wolfe.
Wolfie.
Oh, Wolfe. Oh, Wolfe. Why you do that to me, Wolfe? Oh, Wolfe, do that to me one more time.
Oh,
Wolfe.
There it is.
Okay, we have Sven here from Sweden. Sven, can you tell us a rock or heavy metal song, Christmas song that you just really, really like?
Oh, yeah. There's a death metal band called... and they do a song, a Christmas song that I really enjoy, and it's called...
Well,
beautiful.
Is not on the list. Obviously, if Sven, can I tell you something? Just as a friendly American, thanks for the White Russian, Eric, that I didn't get.
I get it because I'm white. Thank you, Eric. I get it.
John Alonzo.
I just have to say, Sven, you have a terrible taste in music.
John Alonzo wants to know what you're drinking.
John, okay. Just a second. This is, I don't like to mention it too much. I won't mention the name, but I will show it on camera because we're trying to get these guys to sponsor us. I'm not going to mention the name, but I will show you on camera.
That is what he's drinking.
With
seltzer water. Just
an ice. Out of his new ice bucket.
You go, hey, can you get an ice bucket and get me some of that chicken out there you made last night? Okay. I got this great ice container from Lily V6. This is very ice bucket. It's really cool. And it's got little tongs that, you know, they work well in the nipples.
That
as
he'll
well.
Lose eventually and just use his hands anyway.
So.
Yes.
I use my hands on my nipples. I don't have to anymore because I have these great tongs.
He and also just... asked if Sven was Cookie Monster.
Well, you guessed Sven's identity.
Damn it.
Cookie Monster.
Cookie Monster.
Okay, we have a podcast to do, and it's almost time to quit. We're like only like 5 minutes into it, and it's almost over. So, shout out also to Rock Rage Radio, John and Gigi. You guys are the greatest. Merry Christmas to John and Gigi. I hope they do Christmas. I hope they're not like, I don't know, if you're Kwanzaa or
Harmonica. I believe they're Christmas.
Harmonica, what's it called?
Hanukkah,
whatever. happy that too. So, we're talking, now we're moving over to the positive. We're getting off the neg. Getting on the pause.
Sure.
Not on the period, on the pause.
I don't have periods, so we're good.
Neither do I.
Yay,
well, no,
winning.
Actually, I do.
Oh, geez.
So, yeah, I have like a couple days a month where I just can't I can't stop farting. It's terrible.
And there it is. And Lou wins. All right. Anyway, back to what we're talking about.
Talking about the best now. At least our favorites. If you don't like them, tell us what yours are.
Too bad.
Wait a minute. Did anybody, before we start, did anybody chime in and say some of their worst? Or...
Yeah, actually, we had a couple.
Let's throw some shout. Merry Christmas. We love you guys. Thank you for hanging out.
Actually, Diana Swens, before I said Bon Jovi, Backdoor Santa, she said that song. Oh, my gosh. And there it is. And then someone said Steel Panther. Nah. Twisted Sister. I don't know if that was a positive or negative, but that's on my positives list. So that's all we have for suggestions. So.
Okay, guys. Somebody asked me what I was drinking. I'm now drinking a White Russian out of a...
he's drinking a milkshake.
Out of a beer glass.
Because okay. Eric's trying to get you drunk.
Because Eric wants me to be so wasted because he wants to take advantage of me later.
Cheers.
Cheers, everybody. Merry Christmas. Everybody, we're having a quick toast here. Merry Christmas. We got everybody in the studio tonight. Okay, guys, so what do you got, Lil?
I'm going to say Joe Perry's Run, Rudolph Run. And it's a classic Christmas song. Chuck Berry did a great version of it originally in 1958, but Joe Perry's gives it sort of that little grimier, dirtier edge that I really like in songs. So that is on my list of
best. Well, I will echo that. I have that on my list as well. I was thinking more of the Chuck Berry version, but... Yes, it is. It's a cool tune. And again, this is not a traditional Christmas song. It's a rock and roll song.
And it's great.
And it's great.
It's beautiful.
So what else you got on there, girl?
I also have Def Leppard. This is a newer song, came out last year. It's called We All Need Christmas. It's a little sugary, sweet, sappy kind of song that Def Leppard did, but it's really nice. You know, we all know I'm a closet ballad lover. So I think it's a beautiful song done in a Def Leppard way, so shut the F up.
I'm going to turn her mic off next.
We're not turning my mic off, because I will just sit on your lap and talk in your mic. So yay for you. You want me to keep talking?
I'm going to, I'm just picking a one because I love all of mine. But okay, here's one that you guys may not know. Try to pick a little more obscure before I got a little more famous. I got a couple of obscure ones in here. I typically do not like when rock guys do traditional songs. There is a Rob Halford version of Good King Wenceslas.
I like that one.
And I'm just not real nuts about it. It just sounds too corny. But I do like God Rest You Merry Gentlemen by Dio and Iommi. I think that they do a song, and they bring out the metal in it. And there's a couple of Christmas songs that have metal in them. I've got another one a little bit later on. But God Rest You Merry Gentlemen by Dio and Iommi. It's on one of these Metal Does Christmas record. You know, it's one of those compilation records.
Couple of them, yeah.
And so you guys can check that out. Very cool.
Do you want me to go next?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I want...
you want Sven to go next.
Frank.
Shut up. I also have Cheap Trick's Christmas Christmas. Who doesn't really love Cheap Trick? But they do this song. Have you heard
I always love a Cheap Trick, actually.
I am a Cheap Trick.
Whoa!
You're welcome.
And boom goes the dynamite. Thank you for watching tonight, guys. Have a great night.
This is it's
the very last Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
No, it's not. You said worse. It's a Cheap Trick sounding song, but Christmas done. So whatever. Shut up. Listen to this. It came out 2 years ago. There it is.
I'm going to pick another obscure one that Sven might know.
Yeah, go ahead, Lou.
This is very obscure, but I like the song because it's very Stonesy and rocky. It's got a great combination of humor and cynicism, and it is Christmas Time by Larry Norman. Christmas Time is coming, and the kids are getting greedy. They know it's in the stores because they've seen it on the TV. Great lyrics like that, good rock and roll tune, killer beat, great drum parts, and amazing lead guitar by the completely underrated John Lynn, who, yes, late great. So that's mine. Lily, I'm sure you don't know the song. At some point I'll play it for you. I think you'll think it's a cool song.
Maybe.
It's very obscure.
We'll see. Now that you've messed with my mind, I'm probably not even going to like it.
I'm a mind messer from way back.
My next one is Elvis Presley's Blue Christmas.
Oh, how could I forget? That's amazing.
I believe is my most favorite Christmas song ever. I know it's one of the sadder ones. It's a sad Christmas song, but I mean, it's Elvis. And he just makes me happy listening to his songs. You need to leave.
Wait a minute.
Also, the instrumental version by Joe Perry is great, too.
Eric is back there singing. Backing vocals by Eric Waggett tonight. Thank you.
I just tried to stab him with my pen. I did. I so did. I'll get it later. Another one on my list is Bruce Springsteen's Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Wow,
everybody loves this song. Yeah, I already you saw it on my list already.
I love this song. Care.
Everybody loves this song. Even if you don't like Bruce Springsteen, which I'm not a huge fan, you love this song.
It is. And I remember when this came out on the radio. And
I was not born yet.
Me and Eric Waggett and some other guys in Mrs. Dorn's homeroom were like, did you hear Springsteen doing Santa Claus is Coming to Town? Oh, my God, it was so cool. And the local radio station played it. This radio station that Scott Paulson used to be involved with. My buddy. I love him. Thank you for all the support, Scott. That would come on, and we would just go nuts over it. Everybody thought it was awesome. We loved it. Even if you're not a Springsteen fan, I think that's true. Like, and it is one of those songs that seems to translate to rock and roll. The Jackson 5,
mm-hmm.
And I didn't notice a long time ago. Until much later, because I was I came of age into music more in the 80s and the 70s. But the Jackson 5 do a great version of it. And I believe Alice Cooper, which I do not know his version, but he does it as well.
It's a good version, but this one's better. I almost put Alice on here, but I had to put Bruce on here.
Yeah, but Bruce, see? And this is from a chick who loves
Alice is my man.
Yeah, Alice is your
and
man.
And I put Bruce over Alice. I did have Alice on the list and put Bruce up there instead.
What do you got next, Lil?
Next, I have Extreme's Christmas Time Again from 1992. Again, another sugary, sappy ballad. But I know if you listen to it, you love it. If you haven't heard it, because a lot of people haven't, but it's beautiful. And the guitar playing is amazing in it, as usual. Thank you, Nuno.
going back to the 80s, around the time that Santa Claus is Coming to Town came out, maybe a year or two later, this band was a one-hit wonder. It might be a super group with studio musicians or something who we don't know. But guys got together called the Whirling Dervishes.
I know them.
And they did a version of You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. And it's...
I'm so, loving the Peanut Gallery.
So we
have
the Peanut
commentary
Gallery
tonight.
Commentary. So, and it's really fun. The horn section is everything in there, but it's got big guitars and crunchy, you know, like crashing drums.
Crunchy.
It's a good time. Crunchy drums. Animal eat drums. Oh, shit. I don't know if I should drink bourbon or if I should drink...
I have White Claw in this.
Wild Russians.
My tongue is battling with Fruity and Milk.
Fruity Milk.
I know, right?
The Fruity Milks. There's a band name.
Fruity Milks.
Okay, anyways, guys. So I don't know if you ever heard that. It broke kind of in the 80s. I remember the pop stations would play it at Christmas.
No.
You don't know it?
No.
Maybe later on I'll play it for you. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
Go ahead. What you got now?
I have this one on my list, and I don't know if people like it or not, but I love it. It's Heavy Metal Christmas by Twisted Sister. It's their metal take on the 12 Days of Christmas that they turned an extremely annoying song, speaking of annoying, into a fun topic to sing about. So there it is. Whatever.
Oh, wow. I'm going to switch it up a bit.
Okay.
I'm going to go, you know, there is an aspect of Christmas going way back to like medieval times. That's a kind of dark aspect of Christmas. And we talked about Krampus, and maybe at the end we'll go over like our favorite Christmas movies we watch each year. One of them is the 2015 Krampus. That's amazing. But in any case, so there is a darker aspect to Christmas, ghost stories and haunted things and everything. So on my list is Red Water, Christmas Morning, MOUR.
It's a great song.
By Type O Negative. And it's on October Rust. It's a dynamite song. It's a great album. If you guys don't know it, you should check it out. And I don't know more to say about it, but it's a kind of like song about a Christmas party where I think everybody's undead or they're vampires or something. And maybe that might happen tonight if somebody doesn't behave themselves. What do you got next, Lil?
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Christmas All Over Again. It's snappy. It's fun. It's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers doing their thing. And I think everybody loves singing to this one. So, and it's in a lot of movies, too. Actually, it's in Four Christmases and several other Christmas
Well,
movies.
I'll hit this one real quick.
Go ahead.
Because I know it's on your hated list. Mistress for Christmas by AC/DC. This was a song that I remember hearing one time on the radio. And every once in a while this happens. Maybe you guys can remember this. Some of you older guys remember. You would hear a song and for some reason you never heard it again. And then you thought you dreamed it. And that rock station that Scott Paulson and Jimmy Crenn were on played this song when it came out. Like, and I really only ever heard it one time, and then I never
it's
heard it again. I thought
iPod.
It was so cool. I thought it was so fun. And I'm like, you know, only AC/DC would sing "I Want a Mistress for Christmas."
It's very AC/DC.
Yeah, it's perfect. If they were gonna do a Christmas song, like it's a total marriage of like how AC/DC should be Christmas should do Christmas.
I'm just bored with it. That's and the only reason it's on my worst.
I'm not because I never heard it again.
I
had
it
to
lot.
Go like when we got the internet. I had to go like, is there a song called Mistress for Christmas by AC? And I looked it up like,
no, it's real.
Oh, right. I wasn't having a psychotic break. yes, I remember it. So I know you don't like that song, but I love it. So I just wanted to get that out.
I mean, I get it. I get why. I get it.
Go ahead. Next.
I have Trans-Siberian Orchestra's Christmas Eve Sarajevo 1224, which is one of
on
their...
Both of, I'm on that. That's my
one
list
of their best songs ever. Actually, anything by Trans-Siberian Orchestra is wonderful, but this just like...
Well, it is a
it's
take...
It's very haunting.
It's a take on Carol of the Bells.
Yes.
Which, when I first heard the song, I was a little kid going like, this is a heavy metal song. Why aren't there guitars in it?
Like, and
it
there
just,
they went.
It just sounds like it's always... And when I heard them... you know when the first time I heard Trans-Siberian Orchestra? Regis and Kathy Lee.
Really?
They were on. They had them on. And I recognize Alex Skolnick, who you guitar nerds know who he is. And I'm like, why is Alex Skolnick on Regis and Kathy Lee? And they... He's a wonderful man. And they, this was the track that they played, and I was like, yes! I was headbanging in my office. I was like jumping up and down. It was crazy. But yeah, and I, and they do put on an amazing show. And I have not seen them in many years. I need to go check it out again. But yes, that's on my list as well.
Nice.
Go ahead and do one. I got
my last one, actually on my best list, because I just read through all of mine for whatever reason, is an old one, Bobby Helms, Jingle Bell Rock, 1957. Classic, had to have it on the list. Shut up, Eric. Many people have tried to cover it and ruined it for me, but this one's the best version of it for me.
Okay, I'm gonna. I have a whole bunch that I haven't went to.
Just run down the list.
Gotten to. So, this one I would list. This pick I'd like to dedicate to my good friend Eric. Santa Claus and His Old Lady by Cheech and Chong.
There it is.
Right, brother. Yeah, that, like, it wasn't Christmas till that station that Scott Paulson was on played this song, and you're like, ah, it's Christmas. All right. That and Santa Claus Is Coming to Town. They played those a lot. But when I heard that, I was like, oh my God. And the song that goes with that, we never did a thing about Thanksgiving, but the Thanksgiving equivalent to that song is Arlo Guthrie's Alice's Restaurant.
Mm.
That's the Thanksgiving version of, you know, Santa Claus and His Old Lady. I made my secretary listen to it today. I'm like,
and she probably was like, yes, what the hell's wrong
with
you?
We played it in the office. We cranked it up. I was like, this, yeah, that's Cheech and Chong. So cool. So it's by Cheech and Chong. You youngsters don't know who Cheech and Chong is. You really were deprived. Right, guys? Right, Eric? Yeah.
Yes. Not just guys. Not just the guys.
I meant the group. Like the whole, everybody.
Everybody loves
it. Well, look at this. Hey, the sisters got something going on too. Let's talk about, I'm gonna run down a couple more before we wrap this segment up. What's happening over there?
Nothing.
Stabbing and twisting.
Are we talking about Bob Dylan?
I want to finish with my favorite.
Okay.
I'm looking over my list to make sure I caught. Oh, there's two I missed. Before I say my favorite, I say Christmas with the Devil by Spinal Tap.
I love that song.
That's super fun. Y'all forgot about that.
I forgot about it. I'll be honest. I forgot about it.
But my favorite Christmas song, and Kevin and I were talking about this earlier today, like this song, I remember hearing this song for the first time on the radio, probably about 1980, and thinking it was so cool and going like, why don't they play this all year round? This is one of the few Christmas songs that's like, I just think it's just a great song, and it's funny, it's cynical, it's also got the Christmas spirit to it too. It's got the idea of giving and everything in it, without being corny, because it's the Kinks, and everything the Kinks did had this tongue in cheek vibe to it. No matter what they were singing about, there was this always sort of like they were in on the joke kind of vibe, and that is of course Father Christmas by the Kinks. Great track. They've got a good video to it as well. If you don't know the song, if you're a younger person, you've never heard Father Christmas by the Kinks, I will say that Little Steven's Underground Garage does play it, along with Ringo Bells. You know Ringo Bells?
Yes.
Ringo Bells, Ringo Bells, Ringo. But anyways, Father Christmas by the Kinks. All right, guys, we're going to play a song. We're going to come back and wrap everything up. I want us to talk real quick about this next song. I'm releasing a new song right after first of the year. Mike Offcut produced it for me, did a great job. And so I was out on the trail jogging one day, and I'm listening to a mix of songs, and this song comes on, the next song I'm going to play, and I go, this is awesome. I'd like to have the next song I'm going to release produced by this, but like this. And it turns out it was a local band. It's Fist Fight in the Parking Lot, and Chris Ruane does all their mixing and producing. So I called him up. I said, Chris, can you produce my next song for me? He said, absolutely, send it to me. So Chris and I are working on a song together. This is Fist Fight in the Parking Lot, Miss Emma on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Strong enough for a man.
PH balance for a woman.
I know something you don't know. I know something you don't know. I know something you don't know.
I know a lot of things that everybody doesn't know.
That's Miss Emma by Fist Fight in the Parking Lot. Abby has also been, I should give shout outs to Abby. Abby's awesome. I had her on the show and they've done cool stuff like get us into shows, and take care of us.
Super
like
nice
chick. Yeah, awesome. So Fist Fight in the Parking Lot, great band. Let me tell you guys how to check them out on that. I don't know, maybe you heard of this thing. It's called the internet. You can like look up stuff now. I don't never heard of it. Fist Fight in the Parking Lot .bandcamp.com. We open the show with Grand Royale from Sweden. Facebook.com/gr.sweden. And we played some Firewolf. Facebook.com/firewolfband. That's Wolf with an E at the after the F there. So Lily and I hung out a little bit this week.
We
watched Gremlins and half of Gremlins.
Half of Gremlins and half of Christmas Vacation. Because I was out cold when I got
home. And so, you know, I have a little ritual of movies I like to watch around this time of the year. And Gremlins is one of them, Christmas Vacation. I watched Scrooge last night. Lily, I know there's some you like around this time of year. So what Christmas movies do you watch?
Is there something specific you want me to say?
I just want to ask you what you like. Well, we're asking what Christmas...
Well, Gremlins, movie. Christmas Vacation, A Christmas Carol, Christmas Story... And Christmas with the Cranks, I know. That's actually a John Grisham book before it was a movie.
Did not know that.
Yes, it's great.
What's the Christmas movie with Dennis Leary and Kevin Spacey? And it's like a home invasion, and they fight the whole time, and he tries to like, he acts like a crazy marriage counselor.
Why are you making me think?
That's a freaking funny I saw it one time. I thought it was very good.
I can't remember the name.
But the one, other than the ones I just mentioned, the other ones I like to watch during this time of year is Krampus from 2015.
Yes, Krampus. I love Krampus. I thought it was funny, though.
Yeah. And no, it's good. It's got a mix of both. It's a little tongue-in-cheek.
I kind of feel like I was wrong saying.
No. And I love Die Hard as well.
Someone
yes.
said Die Hard just now.
I love Die Hard. You know, yippee-ki-yay, you know.
Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas.
Yeah, I'm not really going to be getting into any of that, but that's cool.
It's Muppets. It's cute. Shut the mouth. He actually knows the freaking band name from the movie.
So, okay, guys, listen to
Black Christmas, Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Yeah, I watched Black Christmas.
Yeah, that's the one
that's
you watched.
The first slasher, right? Technically, considered by most.
I feel. Yeah.
And it is, I did some research on this movie. It broke big in Canada.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until VHS came along that it was really happened in America and the rest of the world. Something interesting. The lead actress, the girl who was in Romeo and Juliet.
Claire?
Yeah.
Danes?
She said the reason she took that role is because she went to a psychic who told her, you're going to be in a movie produced in Canada, and it's going to be really big. And they did okay with the initial release, but when it really broke was really in the home video. So that's why she took that role.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. Yeah, that's
yeah.
Cool.
So, it's a fun movie. But here's the thing. Why does nobody ever go look in the attic for the bodies? Like, that girl just disappears. Nobody thinks that, like, hello, she's right upstairs.
Well, it's a movie.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Why do people run upstairs during a slasher movie when the killer's chasing you? It's just because they do. I hate you.
So anyways, so Lily, what do you have going on? It is Christmas. Merry Christmas. We're getting out of here in a minute. Merry Christmas to everybody out there. We did the best to hit your favorite. I want to give a quick shout out to some of the folks that hit me up on Facebook this week with this stuff. Tim Amar, who's a great vocalist in his own right, and actually gave me some voice lessons many years ago, actually, posted Christmas Xmas at Kmart.
Watch
by
that Root later.
Boy Slim. That's a very little. Say that 20 times fast. Santa Sucks. Christmas in Jail by the Youngsters.
Donner and Blitzen.
Donner and Blitzen by Rob Halford. And a lot of folks, Fran Crasher, Josh Montadoro, just wish Brady Novotny wished me Merry Christmas.
Josh said everything we said.
Josh said
basically.
The same
thing. Oh, he said King Diamond, no presents for Christmas.
Oh, yes.
Which I do like.
I might give it like an honorable mention. Mm-hmm. That's cool. That's very cool. So are you doing your show this week or not?
There is no Hot Licks with Lily Six this week. I'm taking the week off from that. And, I know, everybody's sad. But do tune in next week. Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern on rockrageradio.com. I don't know what my next show is going to be. It's up in the air right now. I'm going out of town this weekend, and we'll see. I'll keep everyone posted.
And we like to prep for the following month, but with the holidays and everything, we haven't got around to it, so we have to get our heads together on that. So I don't know what's going on with the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus as well. There will be no Ludini Rock and Roll Circus next week. We will resume. Like Madonna. Nirvana.
Nerdana.
Yeah, I combined Nirvana, Nirvana and Madonna, and came up with Nerdana.
Also, my birthday's next week. If anybody wants to send me presents, I wear an extra large front row seats and concert tickets.
So we are going to be celebrating Lily's birthday. If you are in the tri-state area, or you're coming, you're visiting, and you would like to come to the party, that's C-O-M-E, Eric, not C-U-M. please just drop me an email, lou@loulombardimusic.com. Guys, shout out to our, long suffering, and sometimes suffering is literal, friends, Chris Thunderwolf and Raven Dotson. We love you guys so much. Go to wolfscustoms.com. Get that guitar painted up, man, with something really cool finish on it, and just blow the crowd away. I mean, you got to be able to play, but like, get the guitar right. That's more important. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is our website. And we, as I said earlier, we're going to be doing more with this in coming weeks, but we have a partnership with Jamplay. And if you'd like to get some money off of their amazing online guitar teaching courses, go to jamplayholiday.loulombardimusic.com. And you guys can check that out. We're getting the hell out of here. We're going to play one more song. I have two songs coming out right away in 2019, plus more with my band. So this is a song I released this year. I'm sorry, guys. It was a crazy year. I got one song released. I know it's a little pathetic.
Hey, that's a lot.
But here it is. So here we go. This is Where Have All the Acid Queens Gone in Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Guys, thank you so much for 2019. Lily V6, thank you so much for being my podcast partner.
Love it.
Great chemistry. Shout out to my brother from another mother, Keith the Hawk Hawkins. I wish he was here tonight, but it's Christmas Eve and he's got the fam thing going on. He was a great dude and really appreciate it. Shout out to my bros who came to visit me tonight. We had our wonderful studio audience. Sven and Eric and Pittsburgh Kevin and all the awesome people. We love you guys. Have a great night. This is Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Let's go.